the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
And I'm acting just like the Gentile. I'm acting just like the world. But I think he's going to stay here because I show up on Sunday. No, he said, what are you doing when you leave from here? Don't you know your body is a temple of God? And you leave from here and you start tearing it down. I'm going to get up out there sooner or later. I got to go. Lord, don't want to stay in no mess. He said, listen, if you destroy the temple. See, God said, I'm going to destroy him. But the temple of God is what? Holy. Where's the temple? We any temples in here? Any temples in the church, the family? About like us coming together in our family, have your family reunion, but yet still some folk you don't want to show up because they don't know how to act in the family. Even in church, there's some folk we don't even want to see. I don't say we don't want to see, but some folks, y'all may know someone that folk don't want them to come to church. Oh, man, they just troublemakers. Listen to what it says. When we come together, God is not looking at one person. We here today, God is not looking at the pastor. God is not looking at the elders. We are a body. We are a body. A family. You know what I like about families? When families come together, everybody have a different role. Certain time when we come to families, the family come together, we got certain ones want to prepare certain dishes. We don't want everybody fixing the same thing, and some of them, we don't even want them to cook. But they still part of the family. You don't have to cook. You bring the napkins. You bring the place where you stop by and pick up some sodas. We, then we got the other that it's all in the family. After the other ones come, oh no, we don't need. They always come up. They show up. They already fired up. Just lit up when they get there. They already lit. But they still family. The Lord say, realize that we are holy when we come together. We shouldn't have to worry about no schisms. We shouldn't have to worry about certain things when we come together. We are that is knitted by the Spirit of the Most High God. And it's important that we come together. That's why it's important that we assemble together. Are you going this week? No, I'm not going to go this week. I'm going to wait the next week. You know, I'm not going to do that. But it's important for us to come together. Listen to what it says. It's a vital part of believers. It's a vital part of the family to come together. I think about a lot of times when I went to funerals, the families haven't came together and they get to the funerals and, oh, we need to come together. We really need to get together. The family really need to come together. And it goes on until somebody else dies. We are the body of Christ. We need to come together. It's important that we come together as often. He says, often as we come, we need to come together. I met people that were part of the family. I didn't even know the family because we never came together. We never no family reunion. Never did come together. So there are people we didn't even know. We need to come together so your brothers and our sisters will know who we are. I'm part of the family. feel that I'm part of the body. Everyone in here today is a part of the God's body. And we're here for a purpose. And it's in you. It's in me. Listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It said this. First of all, family, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Family, let us hold fast confession of our faith without wavering. And we need to come together, see, because a lot of times we get in a place in God, we find ourselves feeling a little shaky, and we need somebody to encourage. We need somebody to help me. Anybody ever been in a place that you needed some help? You want to call family? You reach out to family and family can't help. We're family. We're helpers one to another. We're family. God's family. Listen to what it goes on to say here. Without wavering, for he who promises faithful, God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. Then he said, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. When we come together, we can stimulate each other. We can stimulate each other by giving our testimony. There are so many ways. He said, let us consider, how can I stimulate? What can I say to them to encourage them? What can I say to them to get them involved in God and doing things in God? He said, consider. Think about how to stimulate somebody that seems like they're sort of losing hope and they're sort of not sure, they're in a weak place right now. Consider how to stimulate them to love and good deeds. Every now and then I need somebody to stimulate me. Every now and then I get a little discouraged. Every now and then I may feel a little weak. But when I come into God's house, God's going to speak to somebody in the family to say something to me. Isn't that something with family reunion, when y'all come together, you know something about one, and somebody going to come and try to talk to that one and minister to that one while they're there to build them up, to encourage them, to just keep them intact, connected to the family. That's what we do. Consider how to stimulate. Then it tells them, verse 5, not forsaking our own assembling together. Don't get so, as they say, don't get it twisted that you don't have to come together. He said, as is a habit of some. Some folks, he said, I'm not just going to show up. You have as many family reunions as you want. There are some people that are just not going to show up. You don't even look for them. Why? Because they don't never show up. Even when the family come together, some Sundays you can stop even looking for some because, okay, they ain't going to show up. When they come up, they do show up, you're so surprised. Well, they're part of the family. Now stimulate them. They made it as we stimulate them. Encourage them. Build them up. Uh-oh, let me go on. Okay. All right. Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. Encouraging one another. Well, okay, Pastor, you need to speak to that one. Pastor, you need to. No, we family. There's some folk in the family that won't listen to nobody but you. I'm talking about your family. You can't tell them nothing. You know, somebody in that family can talk to them. Somebody in God's family, he has someone that can minister to us. Not everybody. See, that's why you got to be directed and led by the Lord. That's why you need his spirit on the inside of you so you know when, how, and what to say when God tells you to minister to certain ones. Because if you go in there without the spirit of the Lord, somebody will be in a cop attitude on you. So whatever we do, we want to do it in the spirit and in the grace of the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We're part of a family. Don't write me off. Don't cancel me out. I'm a part of the family too. I got some issues going on. But will you help me in my issues? Will you help me? Listen with this. But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. You know what that means, being part of a church, to come to this temple, to come together and realize I'm a part of the body. God placed me here for a purpose, for a reason. Whether it's to exhort, whether it's to get, whatever it is, we're all here for a purpose. We're part of the body. So going back to the beginning, Paul said, if I'm delayed, let me write this letter so that you will know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. And I had to get to this to explain the house of God, which is the church of the living God. When these temples come together and we come together as a church, this is where the living God dwells. He dwells on the inside of us. When we come to church, when we come together, when we connect and we gather together, this is the place of the living God. Not this building. He don't live in this building. He live in us. The church of the living God. We are the church of the living God. We are that body of the living God. That means that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It means that, listen, we commit our lives to him. Do we believe in God today? Have we committed our lives to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And then we base our life on the promises of God. The church, the ecclesia. We, the body of Christ, we function on the promises of the living God. We believe his word. We believe what his word said, and we come together believing God's word. That way, don't forsake yourself assembling and coming together. We believe God's word, and we come together and we believe his word to the point that whatever this body is suffering or this one is going through, we believe his word is going to fix it, is going to work on whatever the issue may be. The power of the living God that's on the inside of us, it means we believe in him. The word tells them, 1 Corinthians 12, it says, now you are Christ's body. Who am I? Who are we? We are Christ's body. Then he tells us individually and individually members of it. All these temples come together and form a church. A church. A body of Christ. A body of believers. And this is Christ's body. It's not the life center body. It's not the pastor body of people. It's not the pastor congregation. A lot of time you hear pastors say, well, you know, my people. No, you don't have no people. Well, my church, you don't have no church. It's God's church. Well, we do this in my church. Well, listen. This is God's church. And he called. Even here we find out he called overseers, he called pastors, he called teachers. That's so that the body will come together, that the body will be knit together, the church, the body of
this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. It's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us by the way of Zoom,